So I just remember at Daodam, I was a senior monk at Daodam. This is a monastery in the Burmese border. And we had this this woman who was the cook in the monastery. And she was kind of challenging to get along with. And one day after, it was like a Sunday or something, we were cleaning up the kitchen. I went down to the kitchen and I was kind of helping kind of direct things and cleaning it up. And the three old ladies kind of came to the monastery. And they come in the kitchen, and they didn't really speak any Thai. They spoke a bit of Burmese and maybe a little bit of Thai. And they start preparing this tray and some flowers and things. And I kind of assumed that they were going to pay respects to me. And we kind of get this tray together, and there's flowers and betel nuts. And then they get down and they pay respects to the cook. It was extraordinary. It was like maybe Mother's Day or her birthday or something. And they just came out to pay respects to her and then turned around and left. And it was really sweet.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of the where something that is is from the monastic training, it's part of it, but it's integrated into cultural aspects and into people's daily lives. So that's a great opportunity to do that. Yeah.
Did they bow her?
Yeah, they gave her the tray, they bowed, and they did the whole kind of asking for forgiveness ceremony that we do. It was really like full on, even more than I've ever seen in Thai, but I think they also do it in Thailand. But I've never actually seen it firsthand. Where the lay people did it to like their, it wasn't even like a relative, it was just like an elder.
Yeah.
Like she was older than they were. Yeah. Even though they were old themselves, I mean they were, well, that's it.
They must have been almost 60, eh?